Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we honor you this morning. We come to give you praise, glory, and thanksgiving. We thank you that you are the Most High God, that there's no God greater, no God holier, no God mightier than you are, God. You are mighty in the heavens. You are mighty in the earth. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. All the glory, all the praise belong to you, our King. You are King of kings. You are Lord of lords. We bless your holy name. You are righteous, Father. You are a faithful Father. Lord, you are grandiose, bigger than we ever thought or imagined. So we are so grateful that you, the Most High God, know our name, even our location. There's nothing you don't know. You are Jehovah Jireh, that mighty provider that we need. You are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And we bow before you this morning in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We praise your name. We honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks this morning, Lord, because truly you have blessed us beyond measure, Lord. You have blessed us. You have blessed us so mightily, Lord. And we just thank you this morning for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've done already. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks. And we are so grateful that you, the Most High God, love us. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we we thank you that you are a shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you, Lord God, that we could dwell in your presence morning, noon, and night. Oh God, that we can abide under your shadow, Almighty. We can say of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you are a refuge. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Let the enemy perish at your rebuke, O Lord. Let the enemy flee at your rebuke, O Lord. We rebuke all the winds and the storms of the enemy that sent against us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just praise you this morning. We give you glory. We give you thanks in the name of Jesus. Rebuke those that rush at us, O God, and flee. Let them flee away. Rebuke the devourer for our sake, Lord God. We rebuke every unclean spirit that would attempt to operate in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are so grateful, Lord God, for your love. We are so grateful, Lord God, for your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for what you've done and what you are about to do. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord God, for your precious love for us, your children, Lord. We don't take it lightly, Lord God. Oh, God, your love, we don't take it for granted, Father. We just thank you that we could call on your mighty holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, it's Bible Storyland time. It is Children's Day today. We are thanking God for what he's doing in the lives of our children. He's moving mountains every day in their lives. He's protecting them. He's doing all kinds of things in the lives of our children. So I thank God for what he's doing for every one of our children. Hallelujah. Jesus loves our children, and we're his children too. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad. We are happy. We're excited. This is a new day. This is the day that the Lord is doing great things in our lives. We're excited because Father God, which art in heaven, he is our God, which is in heaven. He made this day. And because of his grace and mercy, he is allowing us to experience this day. So we are grateful. The word of God says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So we thank God for Jesus who came into the world as a baby who grew up and did great things in the earth realm. He did the will of God, and that's what we're called to do. No matter what age we are, we are called to do the will of God. Jesus said in Matthew 19:14-15, suffer little children come unto me, forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid hands on them. So I say good morning to you again on Bible Storyland. It's Children's Day. Children are precious to God. He created them, and he put his image on the inside of them. Psalms 139 says, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for thou art fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are the works of thy hands, and my soul knoweth right well a substance, because it was not hid from thee. I was made in secret. God made each of us and knew us before we were born. Children are precious to the Lord. So let's honor God, our Father, with songs of praise. Let's begin this morning with our children. The children are our future, our hope for tomorrow. God has destined them for greatness, and greatness is on the inside of our children. And we're so grateful this morning that the children are on with us. So listen this morning, pay attention to the children as they lead us in the Word of God and Psalms and prayer and scripture reading. Well, this morning we have two young ladies on with us from Houston, Texas. And you know what? I have a little history with them. I'm so grateful. They're like a second or third generation. I call them family because I taught their mom when their mom was about one of them's age. She was about 10 years old in the fifth grade. Their mom was the smartest student. Oh, my God, she's brilliant, and she's still brilliant. And so Shantania Loving is her name. She's now married and has several children. I think it's four or five, but the girls will let me know. So I want to say good morning this morning to Cassidy and Kennedy. Good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing? The Leggin girls. How old are you, Cassidy?
I'm 8.
She's 8 years old. My goodness, you're a big girl. And Cassidy, Kennedy, how old are you?
I'm 12.
12, wow. All right, sisters growing up together. Now, how many children in your family?
Five,
wow, that is awesome. I see you all on Facebook all the time, your mom, your dad, and you all. So I'm grateful you all came on. So, Cassidy, are you going to pray this morning? Or?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then Kennedy, right after she prayed, what scripture are you going to read?
I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 2:9.
Okay, all right, so you all can begin. Go ahead, Cassidy.
Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for what you have done, what you are doing, what you are doing. Thank you for allowing us to be together today. Thank you for allowing us to do everything that we are able to do, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to be able to celebrate Easter with you, God. Thank you for everything that you are able to do, Lord God. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. That was beautiful. Oh, my God. I thank God for that prayer. The prayers of the children all availeth much. So I thank God for you, Cassidy. That was a beautiful prayer. All right, Kennedy, we're ready for the scripture.
1 Corinthians 2 and 9 says, it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has known what God has prepared for those who love him.
Amen. I could tell you and your sister, your family loves the Lord. So he has prepared great things, things we don't even know about. Things he prepares every day. God loads us up with benefits. So I thank you, girls. Is your mom back yet?
Yes.
Well, good morning, Chantanilla Loving. How are you? Loving Leggins. Sorry. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful. How are you, Miss Bo?
Miss Gantling is doing fine.
Miss Gantling, how are you? So good to
hear
your voice.
I'm doing great. Huh?
I said, so good to hear your voice.
You too. Yep. How's your mom and dad, everybody?
They're well. They're doing pretty good.
I thank God for you allowing the girls to come on this morning and pray and read the word. That was an awesome prayer and a word. What a word. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the mighty great things that God is doing for his children. So I thank God this morning.
Thank you so much for having them. Such an honor. We really appreciate it.
Yes. We come on the fourth Saturday in every month. So I will be texting you again next month when it's almost children's time, Children's Day, to let you know. Hopefully they can come on again.
Awesome. Well, definitely keep us in the loop, and however we can help, we are always willing.
Amen, amen. Well, moving right along, thank God for Children's Day. We have Brother Edward Jameson with us this morning from Houston, Texas also. He's going to sing a song for us this morning. Good morning, Brother Edward. How are you?
Good morning. Bless and highly favored.
Amen.
It's just a privilege to be here. I was glad to hear the songs young lady sang, 8 and 12. That is amazing. I thank God for the children. And they truly are a blessing. And an open song is most of the main thing. Yes, Jesus loves us. He loves us just more than we know. And I just thank God for the young people, for children, for the parents that are training them up the way they should go. It's just a privilege to hear children know the scripture and know that Jesus loved them. And it's very important to know that he truly, truly loves us. He loves us. He loves us. And I just want to say a few words in that song. It says, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. I mean, we have the word of God to tell us he loves us, he loves us, he loves us. And sometimes, young children, sometimes we don't hear from our parents like we want to hear it. But we can know and be assured the word says Jesus loves us. It ain't how we feel or what we think, it's what we believe. Let us continue to believe that Jesus truly loves us. When we feel love, know that Jesus loves us. We might not be treated like we want to. Know that Jesus loves us. For his word says so. So we must study the word of God that we might know that Jesus loves us. He loves us. He loves us. For the Bible tells us so. And I thank God for the young children. And I pray that we continue to be a light and example. And we tell our friends and our associates, Jesus loves us. The word says he loves us, he loves us, he loves us. So Jesus loves us. Yes, we know. For the Bible tells us so. In his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank God for you all this morning. So I appreciate you all. We're waiting for the Solomon children this morning. They'll be on shortly. So we thank God for you, Mother. Let them come on in a minute. Thank you, Mother. Hallelujah. So we're so grateful that the Most High God love us and especially love our children. He watches over them morning, noon, and night. He leads them in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So we thank God this morning for all of you on Bible Storyland this morning. The children are coming on. You know, it's Saturday morning, and many of them, you know, had long weeks, and this was a testing week. So they've been, you know, testing this week. A lot of them are tired, but they'll be on shortly, so I thank God for the children. You know, children are very, very precious to us, as they are to the Lord. And so a lot of times, you know, the children have questions about different things, and sometimes we have to sit down and just take family time with them and talk to them in the car. You know, in Deuteronomy 6:5 says, we're to love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and we're not to have any other gods before us. That we're to teach the children from the time they get up in the morning until the time they go to bed, all day long. What are we to teach them? About the Lord our God, how much the Lord loves them and wants them to be a part of the kingdom. You know, many children say, Mama, Daddy, I want to be saved. And, you know, we think they're too young. But if they can say that, they can say, I want to be baptized, I want to be saved, they're old enough to be saved. Excuse me. So we have to listen to our children and allow them to be a part of the kingdom. And, you know, sometimes it saddens me because today when I go to church, many children are playing on the streets. When I grew up, children were in church on Sunday mornings. Whether their parents went or not, the parents sent them, made sure that the children got up and went to church. So, you know, we got to do that again. Sometimes the church benches are empty with children. No children are sitting on the benches. So we got to knock the doors in the neighborhoods. And I know when I was growing up, my parents didn't necessarily take me, but my neighbor, my mother allowed the neighbors to take me to church. And I thank God, you know, that they gave them permission. Now sometimes when we ask parents, they don't necessarily give permission. They'll say, oh, yeah, they could come, but when it's time, they don't give permission. So consequently, children are not learning about Jesus today. They're not learning about God. And so when they don't learn about God and what he wants of them, they learn about the devil and the devil's ways. But we have to teach our children about God and about who he is. It's time out for them learning the devil's way. The devil is taking them out. He's setting up a trap for our children, and he's just, you know, taking their lives. He's not playing with them. He makes the world seem, you know, looks good. He makes the world look appealing to our children. But we have to begin to teach our children, even at home. You know, the Bible says in Deuteronomy, teach the children from the time they get up in the morning to the time they go to bed at night. So we got to teach them about the Lord and about what he is expecting of them. Because God, you know, he's doing great things in our children. If you sit sometimes and talk to children, you say, oh, my God, how did you know that? Because God is doing some things in their lives, and he's teaching them about him. So, you know, we got to continually teach the children about the Lord and about what he expects of them. So I am so grateful for Children's Day. You know, we're children too. We're God's children, and we have to teach our children. Even ourselves, we have to learn. We have to sit at Father God's feet and be taught about him and be taught the things that he wants us to learn. So I thank God for you. Still waiting on the children to come on. They should be getting up soon. Like I said, the children had a week this week. Many of them did, you know, those state tests, and they're really just tired. But they'll be on shortly. So I'm waiting for the Solomon children. Some other children are supposed to be on this morning, but they're not on. But we just thank the Lord for you. We thank the Lord for you because we are all God's children. And we thank the Lord for what he's doing in our lives. We thank the Lord for this is the day that he has made. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it. And we are thankful that the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. We have to train up. The Bible says train up the children in the way that they should go. So when they're older, they won't depart from the word. They will continually, you know, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So we thank God for fathers and mothers. We thank God for children because, you know, families are important to our God. Families are very important to the Lord. He made man, he made woman, and then he made fathers and mothers, and children came along. He says, multiply and replenish the earth. So there are many, many children in the earth, and they're all over. They're in every continent. I meet people all the time from different continents. They're from Africa and Asia, Australia, Antarctica, North America, South America. They are from all over, every continent, and they all speak different languages. But you know what? There's a common language that we come to know so that we can communicate with each other. And, you know, we have to really pray for our children today. So much is happening in the lives of our children. Lots of things are happening in their lives today. So we're thanking the Lord for what he's doing and what he's going to do in our children. And so we're asking the Lord to move mountains in their lives. Many of them go to school, and, you know, they're harassed at school. The bullies are after our children. It's nothing new. They did the same thing when we were children. We had bullies. But thank God for the teachers we had and the principals we had, because they stopped them. They said, listen here, you will not do that. You will not bully each other. You will learn to get along. So I thank God for the teachers who helped us to get along, with one another. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, the Bible tells us that Jesus loves our children and that he wants them to be a part of the kingdom. You know what? Children bring joy to the households. You ever been in a household where there's, you know, no children, and then you go to a household where there's children? My God, it's so much joy. Just joy, 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 joy. The children bring joy. They're laughing and talking. Sometimes they shed a tear or they cry, but right away the tears dry up and they begin to play. They begin to laugh. They begin to have good times. And sometimes, you know, sisters and brothers, they have little squabbles, but not long. They're back again talking. They quickly forgive one another. They quickly love each other. They are quick to love, quick to forgive. So I thank God for you this morning. I thank God for all that you're doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the children and what you're doing. So we're still waiting for more children to come on this morning. Usually they're on. Like I said, they did a lot of testing this week, and so some of them are not up yet. I'm calling another parent right now as we speak.
I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way, that's why I'll praise you. I will lift you up, I will magnify your name. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. Our hearts, our soul, our mind belong to you. You paid a price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I'll praise you. I'll lift you up. I will magnify your name. my heart is filled with praise. We love you.
Amen, amen. Thank God for the prayers and the songs. Thank God. You know, I remember growing up, there were a lot of songs that we used to sing as children. All kinds of songs. Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, This Little Light of Mine. Brother Edward, do you know that song, This Little Light of Mine?
Part of it.
Okay, can you sing the part you know?
I'm going to think of your thing.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine,
I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus, give it to me. And I'm going to let it shine. Oh, Jesus, give it to me. And I'm going to let it shine. Jesus, give it to me. And I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, even in my home. I'm going to let it shine, oh, even in my home. I'm going to let it shine, even in my home. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, in my school. I'm going to let it shine, oh, even at my school. I'm going to let it shine, even in the schools. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus, give it to me, and I'm going to let it shine. Oh, Jesus, give it to me, and I'm going to let it shine. Jesus, give it to me. And I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hallelujah, let it shine. Everywhere you go, let it shine. Because Jesus gave us this light, and we're going to let this light so shine that men might see and he might be glorified. Let it shine everywhere we go. In Jesus'
name. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to let this light shine everywhere we go. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for Miss Ludell. She's on with us this morning. Hold on.
Hello.
Good morning, Miss Ludell. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank God. You all?
We're doing great. Miss Ludell is our youngest member of the Bible Storyland family. She's 95 years young. Miss Ludell, it's Children's Day. You have a children's song you could sing for us?
Oh, well, maybe I can start off. Jesus Loves Me, This I Know.
Amen. That word is speaking loud today. Jesus loves me. Go right ahead, Miss Ludell.
Jesus loves me, this I know. Father, Bible, tell me so. Little ones, you him below. He, I am weak, but thou art strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Cause the Bible tell me. I can't think of the mother word right now. I tell you the truth.
That's all
but
right.
Jesus loves me. That's
part.
Good. I say that over. Jesus loves me. This I know. Father, Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. He is weak, but they are strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus. because the Bible tells me so. So
amen.
That's the best I can do right now.
Thank you so much, Miss Liddell. We have Jackie on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. Miss Liddell, is it hot in Appling yet? It's hot in Jacksonville.
Hey, Pat.
Is it hot in Appling, Georgia today?
Oh, no, ma'am. It's nice. Well, in the 80s. In the 80s.
Oh, that's
beautiful
good.
Weather.
Yep, that's how it is here, too.
Right.
Well, we got Jackie Travis on in Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. Good morning, darling.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm not feeling so well. I think I'm getting another cold again. So I'm just trying to rest. That's why I forgot. I forgot to get on because I was sleeping. So I'm just going to listen in if that's okay because my throat is not feeling so well, okay?
All right. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your daughter, Jackie Travis. We thank you that you are the great physician, the great healer. Send the word and heal Jackie. Touch her throat, her lungs, any kind of headaches, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being the healer, oh God.
Yes.
Heal her body. Give her strength, oh God.
In the name of God.
We just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name this morning. We thank you, Father God, that you are the great and mighty physician. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jackie.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
Is my sister Deborah Jones on the radio today?
I don't know her number. What's her number?
270-217-0890, I think.
Yes, ma'am. She's right on here.
See if she can get her grandchildren to sing a song. Are they children today?
Yes, it is.
She has a lot of grandchildren. She has some grandboys. See if they'll sing a song. Deborah, can you hear me?
She can hear you.
Deborah Jones, please respond.
Wait, hold on. Let me see if she's gonna respond. Hold on. Good morning, Deborah. How are you? You're not saying nothing yet.
Okay. Hello. Okay.
Good morning, Mr.
Good morning. How are you, Deborah?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing good. Are your grandchildren able to sing this morning?
I don't have a grandchild with me. I'm at home.
Oh, my.
I hear you.
Oh.
Well, that's quite all right. Maybe another Saturday.
Yeah, I wasn't going to sing in my spot today.
I am so sorry.
No problem. Well, the children and the ones that I thought were coming on are not coming on today, but we thank God for the Leggins children who came on this morning and said a prayer and read a scripture, read the Word of God. We're thanking God for Children's Day. You know, God loves the children so much, and we've all been children. We were all children at one time. And, you know, where do the years go? When you look back, you go, like, I looked in the mirror one day, I said, oh, my God, I got so much gray hair. I was sobbing at a school one day in Jacksonville, and I was in a kindergarten class, and I was working with this little one. She was about 5 years old, and I was tutoring her in some words, vocabulary words, and she looked at me. She said, Miss G, she said, you got something white in your hair. I said, oh, can you take it out? She said, no, no, it's too many. She said, my grandma got that white stuff in her hair, too. I said, Lord, I'm getting younger now. The white stuff is really, I have more white stuff in my hair than I do black stuff anymore. So the gray is taking over. And you know what? I thank the Lord every day because he's given me abundant life. Many people did not live to see gray hairs in their heads. But I'm grateful that the Lord allowed me to have gray hair in my head. So we're thanking the Lord this morning for what he's doing and what he's going to do. It's Children's Day. And you know what? I thank God. Let me pray for the children this morning, the ones who didn't come on, the ones who are on. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for the children. We thank you for blessing the children in safety and in peace. We thank you for protecting them, guiding them, leading them in the right direction, oh God. What the enemy means for their harm, Lord God, turn around for their good. And, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus for those children, Lord God, who are not feeling well. We ask you to touch their bodies today, heal their bodies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you are the great and mighty physician. Oh God, we ask you to even touch the babies that are in the incubators this morning, oh God. Touch their little bodies and make them strong and healthy and well, Lord God. We pray for the health of our children, Lord, that they would not live on McDonald's or Burger King, have it their way, but, Lord, they would have healthy food like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They would have healthy food for their bodies so that they can grow strong, oh God, in their minds and in their bodies, oh God. I thank you not only will they be fed physical food, but let them be fed spiritual food, Lord God. Let them learn your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them learn Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land. So, Father, I thank you that we'll begin to teach our children your word so it can be written on the tables of their heart that they would not sin against you, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for the children's strength. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for their longevity. I thank you for them living long lives and being strong enough to avoid temptations of this world. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I cancel every assignment of distraction, those things that come to distract our children, to keep them from reading the word, to keep them from praying. I thank you that our children will begin to bend the knee more than ever before. They'll begin to praise you. They'll begin to honor you. They'll begin to bless you. They'll begin to lift up the name of Jesus. And, Father, we cancel Satan's assignments that says Jesus is not Lord. We thank you that Jesus is Lord of our lives. He's our shepherd, leading us and our children in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And, Lord, I thank you that the parents and the children will sit down and set 5-year goals, 10-year goals, goals for their lives, oh God, that they would not wander around aimlessly, not knowing what it is they were sent to this earth to do. I thank you, Father God, that our children will know their purpose early. You said, I know the plans I have for you, good plans to bring you to your expected end. So, Father, I thank you that you know the thoughts and the plans that you have for our children. And I thank you, Lord God, that they are destined for greatness, and greatness is on the inside of our children, and they show your greatness every day of their lives, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for a spirit of excellence in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, for Shantania Loving and her family because, Lord, she truly has a spirit of excellence and she's passing it on to her children in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her husband. I thank you for her marriage. I thank you for her family, her husband's family. I thank you for the grandparents of the children, Lord God. I thank you for grandparents teaching their children your ways, Lord God. I thank you for grandparents and parents bending the knee and calling the children to pray in the name of Jesus. I thank you for stopping the violence, crimes that's sent against our children, the murder, the rape, the violence, the stealing of our children, oh God. Many people are kidnapping our children, so we cancel that assignment. And we say that our children will be in a safe place in the name of Jesus and you, Lord God. I thank you for our children having clean conversations. In the name of Jesus, I cancel all of the negative things that our children say. I cancel those cuss words and the curses upon our children. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that the words that come out of their mouth will bless them and bless those in their families and those around them. I thank you for Joshua 1:8. It says, let not this book of the law depart from our children. Oh, God, I thank you, Father God, for our children and us meditating on your word morning, noon, and night, obeying everything that is written in your word, and then we will make our way prosperous and we will have good success. I thank you for excellent care for our children. I thank you for needful attention the kind of attention that you want our children to have. I cancel that assignment where parents are in one room, children in other rooms, and they're on the electronic games. I cancel that assignment. I decree and declare that families will begin to eat breakfast together, eat meals together. They'll begin to say prayers before they touch their food. They will honor you in their home. I thank you that their confession will be, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for parents beginning to observe their children and correct those areas in their children where they are not following after righteousness, oh God. I thank you for those parents and children, salvation for them who are not saved. In the name of Jesus, Father, call children and their parents who are not saved out of the dark way into your marvelous light. So we thank you today for what you're doing in our children, through our children. Use our children to give you glory, Lord God. Allow them to live long lives. Allow them to be taught of you at an early age and have great peace in their lives. Lord, put peace in our children, peace in our parents, peace in the homes, peace in the neighborhoods, peace in our cities, peace in our states. I thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker, and we're depending upon you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we're trusting in you like never before. Well, it's salvation time. Anyone on here who's not saved that would like to be saved, press 1. We have Minister Prophetess Ernestine Lawson on with us this morning. She's going to be praying with us soon. We thank God for her. Anybody, press 1 if you're not saved, and we'll walk you through the plan of salvation. All right. Well, it looks like everybody's saved. Anybody backslidden? You know, backsliding is a sin. No one wants to move backwards. We all want to move forward. You know, we have to learn to love the Lord thy God with all the heart, soul, and strength, to love each other like we love ourselves, and we will begin to move forward in life. So, Father, we cancel all of those backsliding conditions on our lives, and we decree and declare we will move forward in you. Wow, thank God for you all. Anybody have a testimony this morning? Testimony, press 1 if you're not on already. Press 1. Anybody want to tell of the goodness of the Lord? You know God is a good God. And I know every day, he's given us benefits, loading us up with excellent health and strengthen our bodies. You know, I had the flu so bad a few months ago, and it lasted for quite a while. But I thank God that he's a great healer. He's healing my body, strengthening my body. I had such a terrible cough and a headache, but I thank God that he's moved that away from me, and I thank God for clearing my lungs out. They are full of mucus, but I thank God he's a great healer. So I thank God for healing my body. Any more testimonies?
Yes, Sister G.
Okay.
I want to give it.
Hello, Dale.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hold on 1 minute, Miss Liddell.
Okay.
Prophetess Lawson is speaking. Hold on 1 minute. Go ahead, Prophetess Lawson. Speak a little louder because she didn't hear you.
Well, I just want to give honor to God. And I want to thank God for this day and thank God for your radio broadcast. I would say on last weekend, and as you know, it's an odd thing because sometimes our dreams are just dreams. But I think on Friday, my husband had to sing somewhere. And that night, he had a dream that this other guy's son, somebody pointed a gun to the guy's son and shot him. And then in the dream, he and the man who also is a gospel singing artist had to pray for the boy to be revived. So on the next night, there was a program again. So he told the boy about the dream, and the boy looked at him and said, "How did you know?" He said, "I'm telling you, I'm dreaming this. Did it truly happen?"
He said, well, one of my friends was playing with a gun. And he said, you need to neck from playing with a friend who has a gun. And the boy in the sense said, yeah, I know, but he's my friend. So my husband decided that night before they left that church that he needed to inform the father and tell the father about the dream. And I just wanted to give my husband honor because, in the sense, the father did not know anything. And I remember growing up in the day where, you know, when we were the neighbor's child, if a neighbor saw us doing wrong, we would have gotten a spanking at the neighbor's house and the neighbor would inform the parents. And I just wanted, because my husband mentioned something, and it really was a dream, but it was a forewarning of a dream that could potentially happen. But this shows you how God still have our children in mind. Our children have purpose. Our children have destiny. And it's Satan's thing to try to cause our children to semi-rebel because a child's doing well in church, when they're outside of church, they want to be like their friends. In this case, this young man wanted to be like his friend. But the thing was, he was keeping it undercover from his father. And so I just wanted to give that testimony because now the father became aware. And the father asked him, who's the boy? And he told him, he was at least the boy was honest and tell him. He said, well, I'm going to one. He said, I'm not going to let you be around him, but I'm going to take that boy and eat my wings and try to minister to him because he knew the boy did not have a father. And I just want to give that testimony just to show you how God is so interested in what our children are doing. And it's just whether or not we who are bold in God will be able to speak, knowing sometimes some parents don't want to hear and some parents don't want to forbear, but just to do God's will. And like I said, I just wanted to give that testimony.
Amen, amen. God does love the children. He looks out for them. So I thank God for revealing that so that could be taken care of. Excuse me. Thank you so much. All right, Ms. Liddell, you were speaking?
Yes, ma'am. I just like to give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to thank him for his many blessings that he have already bestowed upon me. I thank him for bringing me 95 years, you know, even though sometimes I had to go through, felt like I was going through it all by myself because I couldn't go around it, I couldn't go under it, and I couldn't go over it. I had to go through. But I remember his word that as you go through, I go through it with you because I do not forsake you. I just love you. I just still holding you in the hollow of my, in his hand. And I just want to thank God for it and let everybody know that. Honor your father and your mother that your days will be long. I'm a witness of that, you know. And I just thank him for all the many blessings that he has brought me through within these 95 years. And I thank God really for today because, you know, today really now is all I have. Yesterday gone and tomorrow I may not never see. And all I do have is right now. I thank God for right now, his many blessings that he waking me up this morning one more time. And Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, because you've been a burden bearer, heart fixer, and you've been a mind regulator during these years, Heavenly Father. My mind was twisted around, but you regulate my mind, and I just want to thank you. And I enjoyed the other testimony the lady just brought and everything, and I just thank God for the little thing that sometimes I can't even think of. I still thank God for it. That's my testimony.
Amen. Thank God. Thank you for, I thank God for you, Ms. Liddell. 95 years, still going strong, still in your right mind. We have so much to be thankful for. We are blessed to have you come on Bible Storyland. Thank God for you and for your family.
Yes.
All right. Any more testimonies? All righty. Well, let's see. It is prayer time. You know, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, we're about to pray. We got Prophetess Lawson on here this morning. We're going to pray for Pastor Donna and her Donna Hawkins, missionary, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. Pastor Donna's mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins, and her husband and family. So anybody else have prayer requests? We got Jackie. Jackie, any special prayer requests today?
Lady, Miss Wilson, Annie Wilson. She needs
what about
prayer.
Her?
She has dementia. She has that a spirit of cursing too much, and she's bringing her daughter down a little too low. And we just want to pray that she can just, the Lord can just take those words out of her mouth. Any hurtful words or anything, she can take them out because she's hurting her, and it's getting worse and worse every day. Please pray for you.
Okay.
She is God's child, you know. And
yep.
Give us some peace, please.
Amen, amen.
Thank
Any
you.
More prayer requests? Press 1 if you're not, if you haven't pressed it already. Prayer requests. Any more prayer requests?
Sister G,
yes.
One of my first cousins died, this Ernestine, Elijah Martin. I want to lift up her sister and brother. So the siblings of Eliza Marcus, as they prepare and for a funeral, it's expected but non-expected. She was diagnosed with cancer, but she died of a heart attack. So, like, they weren't expecting it. So just to lift them up, the siblings of Eliza Marcus.
Okay. Any more prayer requests?
I have a brother, Ray. He lost his other brother, and his wife says, my friend Miss Betty said he's been down. So please pray for him. The Lord will strengthen him because he's losing his siblings, and we know how that is. So please pray for Brother Ray. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I'd like to have prayer for a friend of mine that are celebrating memorial and also a funeral today. A family member a year ago killed 5 family members at once on the same day. Been 1 year ago. So now they having a memory of that. And plus, the grandson passed, so they're having his funeral today at the same church. And I would just like to somebody to pray for this particular family as they go through this day, because I do know that God is able. I do know that. So I just actually give them strength. That they may be able to go through it. 1 year, it had been 1 year now, and it had been hard on them, but they still doing very well.
Amen. All right, any more prayer requests? Thank you, Ms. Liddell. All right, well, we're getting ready to pray. Prophetess Lawson, if you could pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, and pray for Pastor Donna. Pray for our mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins, and her husband and her family, and however else the Lord leads you.
Father God, we just thank and we praise you. We just give you the honor. We give you the glory, oh God. We thank you for this day, because this is the day that you made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad for Sister Donna Hawkins and Mother Hawkins and the Hawkins family, oh God. We're going to rejoice because, Lord God, your hand's upon them. Your hand, Lord God, is on them, and you keeping their mind stayed on peace, oh God. First of all, we lift up Mother Hawkins to you, God. We thank you that you promised her long life, and that, Lord God, in every day that she live and breathe and have her being, that she continue to rejoice and be with you, oh God. Strengthen the family, Lord God, as they minister her as a senior citizen, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, that as they aid the parents, oh God, and the caretaking of the grandparents, oh God. Then, Father, as Pastor Donna Hawkins, oh God, as a pastor, oh God, as a wife, as a mother, oh God, strengthen her in her inner man, oh God. Lord, just keep her mind stayed on you, oh God. Cast down every form of imagination, every high thing that's trying to exalt itself against you, Lord God. Every struggle, oh God, as she, Lord God, try to lead your people. Then we lift up Macedonia Baptist Church, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, prayer warriors. We lift up those who are doers of the word and not just hearer only. God, but we also know in the church, oh God, that you said wherever sin abound, grace must more abound. So every day, Lord God, someone comes to church, Lord God, needing, oh God, a word, needing comfort, needing, Lord God, or they're struggling with something. Strengthen the pastor, Donna, oh God, that she may be able to minister the right word and give them the word, oh God, that will heal their sin-sick soul. Father, and we lift up the members, oh God, of Macedonia Baptist Church, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that for I ask you, Lord God, let your Holy Spirit walk down every pew, oh God, especially on tomorrow. Oh God, let them see your mighty hand in their service on tomorrow, oh God. Let someone be healed, let someone be delivered, but most of all, let someone get saved. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, I thank God for that prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your daughter, Jackie Travis. Father, you know Jackie, you created her in your image. And I thank you, Lord God, that you keep her in your almighty palm. No one can snatch her out. Lord, she needs a healing in her body. She needs strength for her body so she can help take care of the senior citizens that she is looking over, Lord God. And Father, we lift up Brother Ray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, who's losing his siblings, his sisters and brothers, Lord. And that's a difficult thing, to lose parents, to lose siblings, to lose anyone in your family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, so encourage him, Father God. Your word says, why art thou cast down on my soul? Hope thou in God, for I see it praising, who is the health of my countenance and my God. So I thank you, Lord God, that you are the health of his countenance. Lift up his countenance today. Encourage him, Lord God. Help him, Lord God, to get out and be active, to do things that would lift up his spirit, to worship you, to praise you, to put on songs of praise, to bend the knee and pray, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that downcast spirit off of him, and we decree and declare encouragement. We thank you for Jackie's husband, her two daughters. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless the family, provide for them like never before. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to touch her body. We thank you, Lord God, for the senior citizens that she take care of. And Lord, she's concerned about Miss Wilson. In the name of Jesus, and we pray, Lord God, we feel that she may be saved, but Lord, bring her to holiness. Teach her what holiness is. Many people are saved, Lord God, but your word says that you are holy and that we are to be holy as you are holy. So, Father God, we decree and declare Holy Spirit upon Miss Wilson, that you would not, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, chastise her and too harshly, Lord, because she's out of order in you, oh God, but bring order and peace in her life. Oh, Father, teach her how to treat you, how to love you with all of her heart, soul, and strength, how to love her daughter and her family with all of her heart, soul, and strength, like she loves herself. You know how to love herself, oh God. And we bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for the children today?
Oh, yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank and we praise you, Lord God. And I'm going to lift up the Solomon family as well as the children. I should have lifted them up too. Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that on this day or on the last couple of months with the Solomon family, oh God, with the mother being sick and now the father having to have surgery, oh God, we lift up the children to you, God, the Solomon children, oh God, who are supposed to be on this broadcast today. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to strengthen them, oh God, that they'll know that as their parents or pastors and ministers, that although they may go through things, there may be up days and down days, but God is still the healer, God is still the deliverer, and God's able, Lord God, to do the exceeding above all that can ask or think. We thank you for the young man who ministered the gospel of the Solomon family. We thank you for the daughter that can sing and the other son that can play the drum. Lord, as they train up their children in the way they should go, Lord God, let them not depart, oh God. And Father, Lord God, I lift up children as a whole, God, and hallelujah, glory to God. I lift up children as a whole, God. As I said, the Solomon children, Lord God, are living in a Christian home with two Christian parents. But I lift up the children that don't have Christian parents, oh God, that don't know, Lord God, that your name is not called on, oh God. Father, I pray, Lord God, for the children of this world that don't know you for the pardoning of their sins, oh God. Father, Lord God, lead them in a plain path, oh God. Let the teacher, let someone walk down their path and minister the righteousness unto them, oh God. Father, we lift up, Lord God, the children that are hurting, oh God, that being abused, oh God, the children, Lord God, that don't know, oh God, that there is a way up and out, and that way is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, God. Father, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. God, I lift up the children to you, God, hallelujah. That, oh God, that are being sexually assaulted, God, even a little 15-year-old girl that got led away, hallelujah. God, I lift up, Lord God, this, oh God, a family, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that they'll be able to minister to her. And, Lord, when she get back to school, Lord God, be a protective shield around about her, oh, God, as other children might tease her or she may be bullied, oh, God. Father, I lift up this nation of children and not just our nation. Glory to God. Sorry, Sister G. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I lift up the children because I feel the hurting of the children. Oh, God, in this nation, oh, God. Children that don't know you, oh God. Father, I pray, Lord God, that our children of this nation and the children of the world will come to know you. Lord, you said, suffer not the children to come unto me, Lord God. You said, don't forbid them, oh God. So, Lord, we pray that they'll have access to you. God, you say, yea, as I stand at the door and knock, oh God, those that have an ear to hear, let them hear. So, Lord, I pray that the ears of the children, it's that are in bondage and in captivity, or that the children may hear you knocking at the door. Oh, God, and I thank you, Lord God, that they will hear your voice. And, Lord God, for the children, Lord God, that got gifts and callings on their life, that, Lord God, that they'll find their way into your presence. And, Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that will lead and guide them to all truth, and they'll come to the true reality that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Elijah, Marcus's siblings, Lord, and the persons lost, Lord. But Father, I thank you for comfort and strength. You said we're to weep with those who weep. In the name of Jesus, so as we weep with them, Lord God, we ask you for strength. We ask you for encouragement. We ask you to comfort their hearts, Lord God, in the loss of this family member. And so, Father, we thank you that you are the great counselor, the great consoler. Nobody can console like you. Nobody can strengthen like you, oh God. Where they are weak, oh God, give them strength in the name of Jesus. So we just praise and honor you. I thank you for what you're doing in this family, the Marcus family, Lord. Have your way. Any of them that are not saved, oh, Father God, offer them salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Prophetess Lawson, if you could pray for Miss Liddell and the strength for the family who lost loved ones.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I too know of a family, oh God, that where many of them were killed by one member. Father, Lord God, we bind the spirit of murder. We come against the spirit of suicide. God, we come against everything that's coming against your word, where your word said we promise you promise us long life and health, as we can, as Sister Liddell demonstrate, of living 95 years. But Father, I thank you for her mighty ability to pray and seek your face, and seek your faith for her family members, oh God. And I come in agreement with the woman of God as she prayed and as she talked about her family, oh God, that, Lord God, that I pray that your will be done in their lives, that they, Lord God, will see your mighty hand, that they will see, Lord God, that you are the source of comfort. Father, strengthen them, oh God. Lord, as Sister G said, we are to weep with those that mourn, oh God. But you said, blessed are they that mourn, so they too shall see the kingdom of heaven. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, that there's a blessing in mourning. Or there's a blessing in acknowledging, Lord God, that they don't understand what's going on. But they know that who holds the future. Father, I pray that they, Lord God, will see you in the future. That they'll see, Lord God, that those that are yet alive, that, Lord God, that you have given them grace. That you love them, that you want, and that you are able to keep them, oh God. So, Lord God, in this hour of bereavement, this hour of tragedy, oh God, let them know that they have one another. Lord God, that there's strength and unity. And Lord God, that as they assemble together, you say, blessed are them that dwell together in unity. Let them dwell together in the unity of love, the unity of compassion, the unity, Lord God, of strength and the Holy Ghost of God. Father, we pray on this day when they even have the funeral, God. I pray that the Holy Spirit will come upon that service and a mighty wind will blow upon them. And they will rejoice, oh God, because they said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And whether the young man was born again or saved, but those that come to the funeral that are not saved, God, we pray that they will become saved, oh God. We pray that they'll hear a word on the day, and they'll have a unction in their spirit that they'll say, Lord, I yield, no other help I know. That they, Lord God, will come to believe in the true and risen Savior God. Comfort the grandchildren, comfort those who may be weeping. Oh, God, you said we've been in the door for a night, but joy will come in the morning. God, let them see, Lord God, that you're the bright in the morning star. That you, Lord God, have given your son, and your son died that they may have a right back at the tree of life. God, I pray, oh, God, as they assemble, I pray, as Lord God, as they have the funeral, that those that are not saved will come to know you for the pardon of their sin. And those that are saved will be able to minister comfort, because you said, Lord God, comfort ye, comfort. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you want us to comfort one another. As Jesus came, don't take them out of the world, Lord God. But keep them. Lord, we ask you to keep this family. Keep their mind in perfect peace.
Please, Lord.
And keep them, Lord God, in a spirit of love. In your son Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. God loves us so much. He requires something of us. He wants us to do justly to each other, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before him. So I thank God for each one of you. We will not be airing next Saturday. It's the fifth Saturday, so we'll be off, but we'll be back on again May 6th. So join us May 6th at 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. It will be Senior Citizens Day that day. I look
right.
forward to hearing from each of you. I thank you all so much for joining us today. God bless you, and I love you.
I love you.
See
y'all later.
Yes. Thank you for the program. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank the Lord.
And thank God for you.
Amen.
Yes. Thank God for you.
Thank you.